My last 3 years of teaching, I took an early retirement. I was participating in a ministry leadership program, which was a 3-year program, one weekend a month for the 3 years. And different people took responsibility every month for organizing and leading a either a liturgy of the word with communion or without communion, okay? And there were a couple of people who were almost obsessive about it. Now, when I plan something, I plan it to the last detail, but once it starts, you have to let it flow. You lose control at that point. But if the slightest thing was even 1 inch out of place, some people would almost have a nervous breakdown. And that really concerned me because I was afraid that when they did ministry in the parish, this would pass on. So I decided for our Christmas gathering, I was going to write a poem. And basically, it was our history, you know, with references to the different people in there and their particular gift as well. It had a sense of humor in there. And then partway through, I decided to deal with the issue of this obsessiveness. And so I decided God was going to write a letter to us. And he was going to give us the Ten Commandments of liturgy planning. So there I was, and the minute I started to write, God decided to write a letter, and this is God speaking. There was a completely different feeling. I can't describe it. It was like a feeling of awe. So I went ahead and did it, and then I switched after the letter back to the previous style. So what was interesting was, I thought, well, maybe this is me. But when we had our Christmas gathering and I read the poem, all along the way, you know, people were laughing and chuckling and, you know, nudging each other in the arm. But when I came to the letter from God, you could hear a pin drop. It still fills me with awe when I think of that. I think that's probably the time when I took it the most seriously or realized the impact it could have.